You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
And welcome to another iteration of The Front Line. Gosh, we've been at this almost 3 years, this program. It's exciting. We have such a rich variety of people that come join us and share their testimonies and what God's doing in their life. And today is no different. We have, in fact, if you're a listener of WCNO, you've heard her spot. I'm going to introduce, first of all, I must go and, of course, say welcome to Ann Limhoko.
Good morning.
My co-host.
Yes, good morning. We're missing Ed today again.
A doctor's appointment.
Okay.
And we, you know, continue to pray for Ed. He's being restored. He's coming out of a serious season of illness.
Yeah.
And he's being restored. Thank the Lord. So, and that's this, what he's doing today is part of that, but we do miss him.
Yeah.
And, he's a vet, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah. Career Navy.
Yeah.
My 22 years.
And
also chaplain of like the Stuart Police Department. He's wonderful. I wish you could meet him.
Maybe
we could connect.
Another time.
At some point.
Time,
I'm sure he'd be back, Elaine. Having said, I would. Now our listeners
are
saying,
who is this
Elaine he's talking to? Well, we're very privileged today to have Elaine Stevens with us. Elaine, you're the house lady?
Home lady.
Sorry. Yes, a house is it's a home that's important. A house is a building, but the home is what happens to people who live there.
It could be a one bedroom condo.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to play your spot.
Okay.
Elaine is also a business partner with us. And we'll find out particularly a very specific area of ministry that she's involved in. It's a blessing to veterans. And now you're going to hear the spot. And then we'll get back, and Elaine's going to introduce a guest who's coming with us over the phone. It's amazing.
A fabulous guest, for sure.
Truly. Well, here's that spot.
Did you serve in the military? I'm the home lady, founder of Operation Veteran Home Ownership. We help veterans use their VA home benefit. You earned it. Now use it. For more information, call 800-229-9792.
I like that. Always gets my attention. So before we go any further, and the guests are coming in over the phone, has a time crunch. So Elaine, please introduce Pastor Toby to us.
Well, I am so delighted to introduce Pastor Toby, who is the moderator of the Florida East Coast Baptist Association. And he covers Baptist churches all the way from Dade County to the Treasure Coast.
Mm.
And he is a retired Air Force veteran, both he and his wife. So the pastor and the first lady of his church are veterans. And we are so excited to have him on the team. And I've met him because of that spot.
Ah, okay.
Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
God moves like that. It's powerful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Pastor Toby?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Okay. Tell us where you're the pastor of.
Again, good morning. I am confirming it is morning because I am in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a temporary assignment, which Elaine knows and the radio team there knows. But I pastor in the city of West Palm Beach, Florida, the New Bethel Missionary Baptist Church. I'm honored to be here.
Wow, it's great to have you with us.
Well, the blessing that he's talking about is the new grandbaby.
Yes.
That he went
Hallelujah. All
the way to Dallas to make sure he was there.
Aw, congratulations.
That is super.
Thank you so much.
And that's, to tell us, we've talked about you're the home lady. And what does that mean? And because we have so little time with Pastor, share with us the connection with the pastor and the his group.
Yeah, and what does home lady mean? Because people might be like, she's a homebody. What do our listeners, if you
She's
want to
a body
them,
that sells homes and helps veterans to buy, use their home benefits.
Yes, to use their certificate of eligibility. So I've been a realtor for 32 years. And I started out in the churches of Evanston, Illinois, doing seminars and teaching those folks how to use, how to get them qualified to be homeowners. When I came to Florida, the opportunity the churches were into faith-based initiatives under President Bush. And so they said, well, we love you, but we don't need you. We're good. We got it together with the banks. And so I looked around, and there was the, when I walked into the vet center, they said in 25 years, nobody had ever walked in there. And yet they had raised their hand. All these veterans had raised their hand to Uncle Sam and had earned the right to buy a home with no money down.
Yes.
And last year was the 80th anniversary, and I held an event at the Miramar Armory celebrating the actual day that that GI Bill was signed. It was a Saturday, and we were able to celebrate all those veterans who didn't get the recognition that they normally would get. But what has been so exciting for me is that Pastor Toby is in a position where he's over several churches. And you know what they say? When you're thirsty, dig somebody a well. So what's the biggest challenge we have here in South Florida? Home ownership, housing.
It's a necessity,
right?
Yes.
And so I was able to form Operation Veteran Home Ownership with the mandate to help 1,000 veterans use their certificate of eligibility. And what I've heard over the last 20-something years is the veterans saying, I wish I had the camaraderie and the sense of community I had when I was on base housing. And I said, but you've earned the right to have a home, to buy a home, and let's create a community where you can create that camaraderie, that you can have that connection and celebrate life together with your fellow veterans. And I found a place in Fort Pierce. And that's what I'm really hoping we can create, a situation where veterans, at least 100 veterans, can come together. The subdivision is being built. They can be on the ground floor. And so that's part
of what...
Yeah, that's what we're working on with Pastor Toby, is to see how can we use this as an outreach to bring people in, meet them at their point of need, show them there's an opportunity, particularly a very clear group. The veterans are distinct in that they've earned this benefit. And we're hoping that Pastor Toby and the Florida East Coast Baptist Association can help us find those folks.
And Pastor Toby, I kind of feed in on that. Where are you with that, and how's God using you to work with these veterans?
Yes, sir. And thank you, Elaine, for inviting us to the team. I'll give the radio audience and you guys a little divine irony. I started my pastoral ministry in Fort Pierce. Started a sub-ministry of working with first-time home buyers and getting in the game of affordable housing, workforce housing. The names evolved over time. And here we are in this partnership relationship with Elaine, looking back at Fort Pierce. The Florida East Coast Baptist Association is 120-plus years old. We have over 133 historical churches. We still have 55, 60 strong financial member churches. And when we introduced Elaine here just a few weeks ago, we've already received an initial excitement, because home ownership in South Florida, that's a no-brainer. And then when we talk the veteran component, which many not only pastors, but two members have a history with the United States Armed Forces. And so Florida East Coast, we're ready. We are truly ready. I feel like I've known Elaine forever, but at the same time, every time I hear her speak, I'm learning more about her passion and her mission. And again, thank you, Elaine, for the opportunity.
Oh, for sure. We eyes have not seen nor ears heard what we are going to be able to do with this.
You're preaching my sermon, girl.
Amen.
You're preaching my sermon. Yes. Great things are yet coming. And that Fort Pierce market is near and dear to me. to say the least. I still have many friends.
And you said you did 20 years there? You did 20 years there, you said?
Say that again?
I believe you
I was there for 20 years. Exactly. Wow. I went to Fort Pierce in 1992. You know, when you remember years, you're either old or something significant happened in your life. 1992, 27 years young.
Yeah, or both.
We were there until 2012.
My, my. Well, that's a blessing. Well, we are going to circle back and plant some new seeds and create some new opportunities for those who are in that Fort Pierce area or want to move there. Now, what I've done over the years, interestingly enough, is invited people who said, I'm tired of the congestion in Miami.
Yes.
I'm finally retired. Mm-hmm. I retired. I did my time. I did my responsibility, raised my family. Now I want to go somewhere where it's quiet and I can, it's all fresh and new.
Not far from the water.
All of that good stuff.
Yeah.
And they're finding that they love it. They mm-hmm. love that they can come.
Yes.
And probably buy their first new home.
Yeah.
They've bought existing homes in South Florida. If you go down to Dade County, I mean, they're starting at $500,000 to $600,000.
Oh, man.
These properties are under $350,000.
Wow.
That's a deal today.
Three bedrooms, two baths, and a two-car garage. Come on.
Wow.
So that's what's exciting to me. And you get the fitness center, and you get the pool, and you get all these other good things that you might not have been able to afford in your backyard, right?
Amen.
What a great opportunity.
Yeah, and then connect.
And you have an investment. It's a lower now, but that Treasure Coast area, which I know I'm preaching to the choir, mm-hmm. is springing like wildfire. So that $350,000 home now, 20 years from now, you have made a major positive investment.
Yes.
You know what we're calling it? Generational wealth.
Generational wealth. Yes.
And you're going to pay somebody. You're going to pay somebody. Housing is not optional. It's a necessity, right?
Yes.
Food, clothing, and shelter. It's shelter. And you're going to own that shelter. And that's the exciting thing that we're really pressing for people to see, that they can own the shelter, they can become a homeowner, and they can, what I found in the South is a very big thing, they can leave it for next generations.
Mm. Amen. That's very important.
Mm.
I want to be sensitive to two things. One is, for Pastor, time's running out. You have about 2 minutes rather, and a half. And then Pastor has to get on a plane. But so I'd like to shift, Pastor, while we have a couple of minutes. Whenever we have pastors on the air with us, we like to lift up their ministry, and people will say, well, how can I get a hold of them? Particularly now I'm thinking there's a lot of folks out there that maybe they got saved, but they haven't found a church.
Hmm.
You know how there's a lot of those now today. We're in a season of revival in the very beginnings. But so I would like, people are listening and some people are being touched and saying, I like the way that guy talks. I believe he knows Jesus really well. I may want to go to one of the churches he's a part of. So is there a number that people could call based on where they live to find out if there's a local church near them?
Thank you. Serve as senior pastor at the New Bethel Church, mynewbethel.org, mynewbethel.org, 561-832-2101 in West Palm Beach, Florida. I serve as moderator of the Florida East Coast Baptist Church, a Florida East Coast Baptist Association that covers churches from as far south as Homestead and as far north as Fort Pierce, Bureau Beach.
My goodness.
Even a church in Orlando. And our website for the association is fecbaptist.org. F like Frank, ecbaptist.org. And thank you again for the opportunity.
Oh, Pastor, you're welcome. It's always, and I have a tendency to think that we might be bringing you on the air one day.
Oh, yeah.
He's a man on fire for God. Yes,
I'll tell
you that. Where we want to lift up what God is doing, you know, our brothers and sisters and the work you're doing. So I've got your phone number now. So
yes, sir. I look forward to it.
I'd like to get a hold of you and set up a time to interview you here. So, but thank you for joining us. I know you got to jump on a plane, and I'm just going to pray, Lord, be with him and all the passengers in that plane and get them safely home. Bless them. And no turbulence, nothing but good, safe flying. And bless.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
God bless
you.
Bye bye, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor Toby. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye bye. That is so cool. I'm glad you brought him on. And yeah, this is we get to know people through people, right?
Well, absolutely.
And
you get to see the fruits of what's happening at WCNO is creating these God connections. You know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I do mean it. I'm going to give him a call and look at our calendar and have him come in on the phone.
Well, that would be fabulous.
And do an hour with him.
Oh, yeah. He's very dynamic, and he came up with this Covenant Partnership program. And so I've tied into it.
Amen.
And, you know, so when you see innovative people and visionary people, we find each other. Kindred spirits, we all find each other. Mm-hmm. So that's the good news.
I like that because I don't have the capacity on my own or the wisdom to meet the people I need to meet.
Oh, yeah.
But God knows that. So he says, well, Dave, yeah, I know that you really don't have it, but I do, and I'm gonna get you there. I would like to backtrack a little bit because you and I both know, and I'm not a veteran. I was not able to serve due to a congenital health issue, but I do have friends that have served, and one in particular, I'd mentioned him to you. He's been very helpful to other veterans in terms of discovering the full range of VA benefits that they are totally clueless about. So I want to, that's a point. You found this to be true. I'm going to make a statement. You correct me or you add to it. Most veterans do not understand the full benefits available to them because they served.
Well, you're absolutely right, Pastor Dave. And the intriguing thing is that our veterans have come out of a culture that says, be selfless, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
They're used to sacrificing. Yeah. They're also used to not being wimpy, what they perceive, what is perceived in a very masculine world, not to be wimpy, don't whine. If you're hurt, you know, suck up and keep moving.
Right.
And, of course, when you're in the battlefield, that's imperative.
Yes.
Yes.
All right? Because the main thing is that we want to get you home.
Mm-hmm.
And but what has often happened is that what hurt a little bit when you were 25 hurts a whole lot when you're 45.
Amen. Amen.
And beyond, right? And so I was at an event at the Armory just a couple of weeks ago, and there was a veteran from Comcast. And I said, did you use your benefits? Well, no. I said, why? He said, pride.
Wow. Mm.
Pride. I said, so tell me about those knees.
That.
He said, they hurting. Mm. Tell me about it ringing in your ears. Oh, it's ringing. But the information is on the va.gov website, but a lot of information is on a website.
Yeah.
Right.
But unless you can touch it and feel it and somebody kind of holds your hand that you can trust, then you don't necessarily step out and do what you need to do.
Yeah.
True.
And so I've also heard veterans tell me, well, I don't need it because they got in a good job, right? They had health benefits while they were working. Mm-hmm. So they felt like, I'm not going to take away from somebody else. Not that there's any deficit. There is, the resources are there if they qualify, right?
That's right. Mm.
And as you see me with this T-shirt on with my pot of gold, that DD-214 is their pot of gold.
Yeah, yes. Discharge papers. Yep.
Yes, their discharge papers, their honorable discharge papers. And what I say is, okay, if you don't need it, file for it anyway, and then use it to seed a ministry.
That's a good point.
To give to
that's
someone
a good
else.
Point. Yes.
Yeah, you might have
they
come out.
It.
You've come out. You've come. Went to IBM. You did well at all of that. But now, imagine you're 100% service connected disability is over $3,000 a month.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
That's exactly right. You get for your dependents, you get for your wife. You know, I've seen them where it's of over $4,000. And I'm saying, if you don't need it, still apply for it legitimately. If you have a legitimate reason, apply for it. And to that point, I called Mission United Palm Beach County this morning on my way up and spoke to Jonathan Oakley. He's the senior director of Mission United. And I said to him, I'm going to blast you out on the air. And I want that people know that there's someone in place that will have veteran service officers to help them file the claim.
Amen.
And then he said, well, legal aid, if they need to appeal, because sometimes, you know, the VA will say no, because they really want you to go away. You know, but
you have to fight for them. Yes, I understand.
So if you have to be persistent, but they have legal aid, will appeal for them. So Jonathan Oakley, his phone number is 561-375-6651. And you tell him the home lady sent you. He's waiting. He's waiting for that call, those calls, so that you have boots on the ground that are ready to handle, to hold your hand, get you the services you need. And then the other number he gave me, he said, Elaine, it may be something that we don't necessarily do. Call 211. 211 has people trained to take your call and to direct you to the appropriate services. So we want you to get all that you can get, all that you're entitled to. And one of the things I tell people, you have 100% financing as a veteran. No money down. People think they need 20% down, so they keep saying, I tell them, for the cost of First Lesson Security, you could have been in a home.
Yeah.
Am I right? Look at what First Lesson Security costs now.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
On top of that, I do understand, if you're 100% disabled, through the VA, you don't pay property taxes.
You don't pay ad valorem. You don't pay ad valorem property taxes, which is the bigger number.
The bigger number. That's always right.
So the $5,000-$6,000 a year. Again, look at the fact that now you have that to put in another passive investment that's making money for you while you're sleeping.
Amen. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back. And before we do, I'll tell you, the phone line is now free. You can call in if you want to talk to Elaine Stevens, the home lady. And especially if you have a veteran-related question, 772-221-1100 is our number here, 772-221-1100. Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day. And welcome back to the front line. I have to make sure to say the right name for the program. We got Tuesday, we got a biblical response, so there's that. But the front line today, we're blessed to have Elaine Stevens with us, the home lady, and particularly in her area of ministry right now is helping veterans become home buyers using their VA benefits. And made me think, I was thinking before we went on the break, if I were a veteran coming to you, what would be the process I'd be looking at in order to, you know, go through A, B, C, all those points to get to being able to buy a home?
Well, Pastor David, I'm going to use this time to put the 800 number out.
Yes, so that please. Want people to know how to go a hold of you.
Yeah, because we're not going to have the opportunity to listen to everyone's particular personal situation.
Right.
But if you call 800-229-9792, I have a live person that will take your name, number, and your email. And once I'm off the air, I will, before the day is out, I will call you, and we will have, that's the first step, generally, is that I do an intake, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
First of all, I thank you for your service, ask you what branch you served, and then begin to ask, are you 10% service-connected? Are you service-connected at all? Mm-hmm. So that we know that the cost of housing is not cheap. Mm-hmm. I don't care, even if it's $350, it's still not inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we want to be able to see where you are in that process. If you have a legitimate claim, we want to make sure that many call me and say they're stuck at 90.
Mm.
And because, mm-hmm. and I ask them, is that, do you have enough claim that you could get to 100? They say, yeah, we just didn't follow through. We didn't appeal it. And so I say, well, at 100, besides no ad valorem taxes, you also get your children to get a free education. You could get your spouse to get a free education.
Mm. Wow.
Yes.
All these things that could be very, very valuable. In changing your zip code, that's what you want to do. And so I do the intake. I personally do the intake because I've got 32 years of experience of knowing how to interface with people. And that way we're able to get, I can ask all the questions that I need, all right? We do need to also know VA does not have a credit score, but VA does not provide the funding.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lender.
Uh-huh.
Lenders provide the funding. So what I've done is identified a team of lenders, inspector, a title company, all of that, so that these people are all committed to getting you over the goal line. We're about getting touchdowns. Okay?
Amen.
Amen. All right? So you're not going to get somebody that doesn't know, understand the process, doesn't know what it's like to work with possibly veterans who may have PTSD or some other issues.
Mm.
Because I will tell you that over the years, some have said, well, they don't respond. They didn't call back. They didn't give me the paperwork. And I said, do you think they got 100% service-connected disability because there is nothing wrong?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
It could well be they have short-term memory loss.
Mm.
They needed a little more prompting or reminding.
Yeah.
Not that they're insincere or not willing, okay? And also the lack of concentration.
Mm.
So you're given a task, but you may not be able to follow through all the way.
Mm.
So if you have a spouse or children, adult children who can help you, then we want to bring them into the process.
Makes sense.
To help you get to where, to provide us the things that you need us to provide us. So you're going to need possibly a W-2, or if you're a service-connected disabled veteran, you have your award letter. Right? Every year you get your award letter. Then if you're getting Social Security, you get an award letter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we want you to kind of gather those documents. And oftentimes the lender will send you a link. So you may not be that tech savvy. So that's why we need to know, is this working? If it's not working, do you have an adult child that will help you? If not, then you're going to come in my office.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it right there on the spot.
Mm.
That's
okay?
good. That's good.
Yeah. So that we don't have you in a silo all by yourself trying to figure all of this out, which is what has prevented people from moving forward.
Mm.
They felt so overwhelmed by the process. They just went ahead and paid the landlord and renewed the lease. Some don't even have a lease. They just stay there forever and ever. And they don't even renew the leases. Mm. They just live there. Right? And so... We want people to know that there is a way that you can create generational wealth for paying for shelter, which is the necessity of life.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah, I love that term, generational wealth.
Yeah.
It's a fundamental necessity. Well,
yeah.
What I don't want to divert you in your development here, but I just, what impressed me, among many other things that impressed me about how God is using you, Elaine, but you formed a team and you helped the vet form a team at their end, bring in family, maybe friends, caring friends.
Absolutely.
Maybe other professionals that are interfacing with their need at that time. And so a whole community is formed with the sole purpose
of enabling this veteran and his family or her family to get into a home for the first time, maybe in a
Absolutely.
Lot of cases.
And that's the exciting part about this, is that now part of that team is this subdivision in Fort Pierce mm-hmm. that I am inviting people to form a veteran enclave within that mm-hmm. community. That we don't have to build it. It's being built.
Amen.
Okay? And but so many are fearful that they say, oh, the interest rate is not 3% anymore. Well, I don't think we need to wait for 3% interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
I think that mm-hmm. if we're able to get you in with only $1,000 and the builder is paying the closing costs and they're giving you flex cash, why is that? Because all the scared people left that inventory sitting there brand new. Mm-hmm. And now, because the timing is right for the builder, they're saying, come on in, come mm-hmm. on down. We'll be glad to work with you, okay? And I'm saying these windows of opportunity are there.
Yeah.
That's right.
We could be talking to a lot of veterans who have rented their whole lives.
Yes.
And they didn't think it was possible to go into home ownership.
Well, I will say this. Having worked with veteran families all these years, one of the things that I find is that because of their health conditions, this may be the third family they're with mm-hmm. that they've created, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
The mental health, the PTSD, those kinds of issues might have disrupted the other family member situations.
Yeah. Got it.
So I always say life events happen. Mm-hmm. So now you're divorced. Now you're starting new, right? Mm-hmm. Now you're more stabilized than you were when you first came out of Vietnam. Mm. Or you say, I'm 75 years old. I'm too old. No, there's no age discrimination in lending, mm. okay? So you can experience it, enjoy it. And at the time you transition and go home to God, you have something you can leave to that family member.
And it always builds equity. Homes.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So that's the exciting thing that we tell people. Come on, don't disqualify yourself.
Yeah.
So they say, oh, my credit score is 550. Blah, 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 blah. And I say, hey, you know what I said one day in a church in Evanston, where you are from?
Yeah,
Annie?
We have a background.
Yeah. Yeah. And you too, you at Northwestern.
That's right.
I went into the Ministry Alliance. And they say, start with our churches. So I go into the church. I say, oh, you know, this God, he's so great. He can heal your mother of cancer. But I don't know about him. He can't handle credit reports. And they're all their jaws drop open.
Yeah,
because if it's man-made, it can be corrected, right?
Absolutely.
You know, it's not if, it's when.
Yes.
You know, I tell folks, you're going to be, some of you may be 30 days, some of you may be 60, and some of you may be home for the holidays, which means December or January, right? Or Thanksgiving. But if you put one foot in front of the other and persist with the help of God.
Yes, nothing is impossible.
That's exactly right. And that's what gets me so excited about this, that we're going to hold your hand. We're going to move you through the process. We're going to empower you and educate you that when you have no hope,
that's the word I just got in my spirit. You're instilling hope.
If when you have no hope, you spend the money on some new rims on the car because you say, this I can afford.
Yeah.
I can't afford a house. So I don't even think about it. I just dismiss it as an impossibility in my life.
Wow.
Right?
And oftentimes when we are using the word can't, we haven't checked in with God to see what he can do.
Well, you know what? I was listening to some video, listening on my way up, and the thing that it said is, if it's not that you, it's the timing. It's no accident that you're hearing this now.
Yes.
It's no accident.
Yes,
you're hearing this now because in your spirit you know that it's time. It's time, and at least you need to explore it.
Yeah,
that's right.
It may be that you got to get. I tell people you might have to get mortgage ready to use your certificate of eligibility, which is your COE. You may have to get mortgage ready, okay? But it doesn't mean you can't get ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get ready.
Yes.
Let's get ready. Get ready, and I tell you, you raised your hand to Uncle Sam, you have earned this benefit.
Yeah.
You have earned it already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay? So why not take advantage of it? You know, and you didn't have to be sick to buy a house. If you bought a house when you came out of Vietnam, That house would have long been paid off when they were $50,000 a year.
Oh,
that's true.
For sure, yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
So now what? Now it's 50 years later, Vietnam. Mm-hmm. They just celebrated
the
50th, and 50th
yeah.
anniversary yeah, was exactly. celebrated the other day. Come on, people. Let's do it.
Give us that toll. Now, this is a toll-free number.
Toll-free number with a live person ready to answer.
What is that number?
800-229-9792. I'm going to repeat that. 800-229-9792.
And if you have a certain a question, by the way, if you call, Elaine's not going to start your process. But if you have a burning question that maybe she could answer, or the number here is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. We have not previously discussed this. I don't want to be throwing a question at you.
She can handle it.
I know you
say,
can handle
it. I put on the whole armor of God this morning. I got the breastplate of righteousness.
Bring it, David.
I forgot. I mean, yeah, you really are on top of stuff, and I'm grateful for that. But this is a burning question for a lot of people. They have a heart for the homeless veteran. We have a lot of veterans out there that are homeless. And have you had any of those homeless veterans that you've been able to help, or failing that, or what would you say to a homeless veteran who's, and many of them, by the way, are working, they just can't afford to, they can't afford the housing.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of
Absolutely.
Working poor out there.
There is. And so let me tell you the way I've managed that. One of the things that I'm very clear about is what my divine assignment is. Mm-hmm. All right?
Your calling.
Yes. So my divine assignment is for the people who have the income but have not initiated. Okay? They work at the post office. They work at FedEx. They work at UPS. They work, you know. So they take their what they did in the military and they find a civilian job for that. What we need is income to buy here.
Amen.
However, what I share with people, and that's why I called Jonathan on my way up.
Mm-hmm.
Mission United got a grant. Okay. Mackenzie Scott, Bezos' ex-wife, gave them $5 million, right?
Wow.
They got the grant that allows them to have the staff, that allows them to
That's why they're there. Okay.
Help with the homeless, right?
Okay.
The Mission United is mostly for if you're homeless or on or in a compromised situation or on the verge at risk.
Okay.
Right? It doesn't mean you're on the street now, but it could mean that you're at risk. You're kind of marginal. You know, you're one check away of being in a not a great situation. So I want to make sure that you reach out to Jonathan, because he has resources not only in Palm Beach, but also the Treasure Coast.
Okay, that's good to know.
Cool.
Okay, so he is at 561-375-6651.
Tell us again his name and his organization.
Jonathan Oakley. He's with Mission United, part of the United Way. You know, we started Mission United down in Broward. You know that.
That's
where it started. It started, the United Way in Broward started it by doing listening years ago, and they got a $2 million grant from VA to reach out and created Mission United as the point of entry to help the homeless. Because of our weather, folks are camped out in tents, camping out in tents in front of the main library downtown Fort Lauderdale.
Wow.
So there are resources. And it's not the easiest always to connect the dots or to go to one to the other if you have no transportation. All those things can be a challenge.
Yeah.
But I would say for Palm Beach, you have Jonathan Oakley with Mission United. And then what Jonathan said to me is always in something that's easy is 211. 211 is like your wraparound services,
no matter.
Not just for veterans. That's for
everyone.
Anyone that may have an issue. Because who's listening now may not be the veteran. And how I started in this over 32 years ago was not that the person was the veteran that was listening. It was the family member. It was the mother.
Mm-hmm.
It was the grandmother.
Yes. Good point.
And that's maybe who's listening here now. People who are home that are able to listen. And they say, I went down to Notre Dame de Haiti in Little Haiti. And the priest said to me, in 25 years, no one had ever walked in there talking about the Haitian community. Yet they were heavily recruited during Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow.
Because they said, here's a path to accelerate your citizenship.
Mm.
That was the carrot.
Yeah.
And then you
I didn't know this.
Your mom's changing the sheets at the hotel. She doesn't have any money for your education. If you come to us, we'll give you a free education. And so they went. But when they came back, they were still now just first generation.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, what he said to me is that mental health is not something most people can handle at all. Most, mm-hmm. I don't care who you are. But on top of that, in the Haitian community, they would say, you are cursed and you have voodoo and we have nothing to do with you.
Yeah. So they're shunned.
Ooh, that's wow. Pretty heavy, right?
Yeah, that's heavy.
That is very heavy.
Right. So I have an appointment with one of the county commissioners in Dade County where Notre Dame is located.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's return to that point after a little break. We're going to be hearing a piece by Dan Musselman called Waymaker. I love that tune.
Okay, amen. Wonderful.
Welcome back to For the Front Line. This is the last 15-plus minutes that we have, and then we have to, unfortunately, end our broadcast, at least this part of it. But we have Elaine Stevens with us, the home lady. We've been hearing a lot about, I mean, the focus she has in her heart is helping veterans use their VA benefits to get a home. And our break interrupted. You're discussing the process of what veterans have to go through in order to buy a home.
that you help them to do. So let's pick back up on that.
Oh, absolutely. So what's exciting to me is our approach is holistic, right? Mm. So, you know, what's so important to us is not only that you get a home, but it's the quality of home life.
Yeah.
So what I find that I will observe as I am working with the veteran and his spouse is if there's any discord in that relationship, what I let them know is that there is a vet center.
Mm-hmm.
There's a vet center where they can go as an individual, that the spouse can go as an individual, that the children can go as individuals, and develop some skills. As they say, skills, not pills, if we can try that.
I like that.
Exactly.
If we can get them the help they need so they get new tools to manage their situation better, right? And so I need you to know that when you call, that's part of what I'm going to be observing. What else do you need? And let's get you plugged in.
Holistic approach.
Yes. So we can get you plugged in so that we can, the process becomes easier. And the house might have been the carrot that got you to the door. And I will tell you, I was on Hot 105 in Fort Lauderdale. And we started at the VFW post 8195. We did a seminar. And the folks came, but it was the wives that heard it. And this might have been the third wife, but she heard it. And she says, if I'm putting up with your PTSD, you know, you're doing your hypervigilance at night and checking all the doors and windows, you know, all those good things that people do.
Yeah.
You're going to buy me a house.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, they got in. That got them in the door. But at that point, they might have only been a 10%. In those days, it was 20 years ago, it was like $100, right? But the veterans at the VFW embraced them. And now they have what they call a 100% club down there. They have so many veterans that now have their increased benefits.
Wow.
Okay? And because a woman heard it, we're the nurturers and the nest builders, right? And so they heard it and said, this is what we're going to do. This is the carrot that got them in the door. But the bigger opportunity is to increase that income, to help them get the benefits that they need, and to be able, whether they feel they need it or not, apply for it, because you can always use it for to do good.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I want to enroll everybody in God's army. Okay, so I'm giving you a new mission. You went into the military to do something bigger than yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now we want to make sure, one, that you take advantage of all those benefits you earned. But at the same time, don't think just, well, I don't need that. I got good health insurance. I got this. I don't need that. I don't need that. See what you can get, and then see how you can be a blessing to something else. To something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's part of our process, and it's been very successful, you know, and we get to each one, reach one. So I'm wanting to enroll all the listeners to be on this path of Operation Veteran Homeownership.
Yes.
The mission and the mandate is 1,000 veterans to become homeowners, and if we each one reach one, and I'm really zeroing in on this community in Fort Pierce.
Okay.
Because I want the camaraderie to be there. I want people to share and give and do with each other in only their own shared experience could do.
Yeah.
It's, I am not a veteran. I can imagine, but I didn't live it.
Yeah.
You have lived experience that if together, I know the leaders are going to emerge out of that.
Yeah.
You know? They have folks that are staff sergeants, and they know how to run stuff.
right, exactly.
Yes.
And we want to give you a new mission.
Yeah.
Run this. Do this. How can we reach out to the community and serve them in a bigger way?
That's,
this is beautiful.
I love that, because I'm a visual person, so what I'm seeing, we started out with talking about you have created a community
to serve the veterans who come to you for homeownership. And then that community, you and that community, helps them form a community that then they participate. It works together. But because really they're trained, the mission is bigger than the individual.
Absolutely.
Suddenly, maybe it happens over time, but the awareness that they have of that the mission continues, and of course you're a godly woman, so you're bringing God into the mix.
Absolutely.
And you're representing him in everything you do, and suddenly then they are drawn into this godly mission too.
Well, we're here for a purpose.
Yeah.
I have buttons that say POP. And the POP, and I can't, this happened coming out of Sunday school one Sunday morning, and I'm listening to all these complaining retired school teachers who are saying, ah, blah, blah, blah. They're rushing to get out of teaching, and what are they doing? Substituting. Like, is nothing else you all think you could do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I came up with this button, passionately on purpose.
I love that.
Oh, I love
let's
that.
Let's pop. Let's be passionately on purpose. And I know that communities of veterans coming together, that the skills and the discipline and the determination and the dedication that you earned and gained while you were in the service can now be repurposed for community.
Yes.
Not just the community you live in, but the community outside. And people say to me, well, people don't want to. What is there a need for that? I said, do you hear all the vitriol that is going on?
Yeah.
Do you think there's not a need for love?
Amen.
For agape love? For unconditional love? That says, yeah, we're going to forgive you. You don't have to be perfect to come here. You can live here. You can be here. And then together, just like they were in the military, all those guys weren't perfect.
Sure.
But if you're in the trenches together, guess what? You put up with each other's foolishness and you, you say, tighten up, don't do that. And meanwhile, you came together on mission. We're going to, and leaving no one behind. Isn't that the word?
That's right.
Yes, it is.
Leave nobody was going to be left on the field, in the war field. They were not in the
battlefield.
Thank you for the right word. Thank you. The battlefield. You're going to go back and make sure you bring your buddy home.
Absolutely.
Everybody's going to get their buddy and bring them home. And we need buddies now.
Mm-hmm.
22 veterans committing suicide a day is not acceptable.
No, that's horrible.
Too many in silos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's driving me with this sense of a community. We want to celebrate life. We want to connect with each other. We want to share experiences that only you who's been on the battlefield know.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's true.
And so when you have that sense of safety and sanctuary, okay, then you say, okay, I feel safe now. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. And they say, well, man, let me show you what I did to get to do this, and let me show you something that worked for me. And that's what you all did in the service. Okay, and
this is so beautiful. God's all over this.
It is,
and He's using you, Elaine.
Well,
glory to God.
I invite people to listen to the small, still voice that gives you your divine assignment.
Hearken the voice of the Lord,
and it doesn't matter if it makes sense to anybody else.
Okay? Yeah,
and if it's too small, it means that it's not big enough. God has to be the one who would accomplish it in your life.
That's it.
Yeah.
They can't see me shrugging my shoulders.
I saw it. I witnessed it.
I'm the second.
I'm agreeing, you know? And so God has to work through us. Am I right?
Amen.
He's looking for people
Absolutely.
To work through us, to be His arms, His ears, His eyes,
His
mouth. Right. And no matter how small you may think your part is in all of this, I was at this event I told you at the Armory, and the guys from Comcast were there, and they have a veteran resource group at Comcast.
I know. Who would have known?
Yeah, well, I didn't know.
To Amazon. They did a tour of Amazon, and I was there, and they have a veteran resource group there, too.
Oh, wow.
Many of these companies are doing what they call employer-assisted programs.
Okay.
And so they're not going to buy your house for you. but they will bring in the resources. And I'm saying to people, I'll come and do a lunch and learn. I'll come at different shift changes, okay, where people can come and get the information they need, okay? And sometimes the veterans are a little paranoid. They don't want to trust, you know, and all of that. So sometimes when they see you show up and you're there and you're real and you're not trying to take advantage, like I tell people, when you get those all that back money from the VA for filing your claim, I don't ask for any of that and haven't for 30 years, okay? So I'm glad that you're blessed.
Really?
Yes.
I'm glad that you're blessed. And I say, continue to be a blessing. You're blessed, but can be a blessing to someone else. Pay it forward. Let's keep paying it forward. And, you know, I got a scholarship in the out of the Bronx. I'm telling you. And the Bronx was really rough in those days. But the things that I learned by getting this scholarship to this very prestigious college, in women's college in Massachusetts, is still with me today. I celebrated my, 50th college reunion several years ago, and I'm just like, come on. Okay? Who knew that seed that got planted would be still in me, where I could find some specific project to work on.
It's beautiful.
That would bring all of this energy to it. And I will tell you, when I did the 80th anniversary of the signing of the GI Bill last year, it was because 1.2 million black veterans came home. And because of Jim Crow, they could not use their benefit.
Oh, boy.
Man. That's another thing people aren't aware of.
Well, I'm trying to tell you.
It's important to know that.
Yeah, yeah. The GI Bill was a big economic engine.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
The government was afraid that all these 20 million coming back were going to go into a depression, go into a recession economically, because what are you going to do with all these people, right?
Yeah.
And they came up with programs and came up with opportunities to go back to school. So going to college in World War II, that was not something I heard of, right? If you weren't rich and went to Ivy League schools, you did not go to college, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So I say, you could come out of Podunk, Kansas and go to Harvard. Come on. That was because of the GI Bill.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And that, so we as baby boomers, as I'm a baby boomer, that means that our whole generation did not have to go to war to get an education. Because their daddy got the benefit, then they were able to come
pass
behind.
It along.
They could grow up and say, oh, it's possible, right?
Yeah.
Now we don't have to go to the coal mines, right? We don't have to go into, you know, places like West Virginia and places where it was pretty depressing.
Yeah.
And here, now they're over hedge funds.
Wow. Yeah. Right? That's God.
They're over hedge funds. Mm-hmm. They're over, and that's what I'm really committed to, because we have no base here. From the Treasure Coast all the way down to Miami, even Homestead Air Force Base has been diminished significantly, right?
Yeah.
I say, let us have a veteran resource center, and let us get a contract with the Department of Defense that when you transition, you come straight to us, to this resource center, and we're going to hold your hand for a year till you get stabilized.
The Lord gave you that idea?
One under one roof.
Amen.
Our time is almost up, Elaine, and I hate to say that. That at the end of every program, I have to say that, and it really bothers me. But we know we can get you back down the road, and we're going to do that.
This is wonderful.
Before we go, again, give people the toll-free number that they can use to get a hold of you and begin the process, a hopeful process.
Absolutely.
Yes.
800-229-9792. That's 800-229-9792. 9792. And what I have here, my wristband says, we are keeping America's promise.
Amen. Amen.
You served, and now we're going to serve you.
Yes.
And you know what's cool? What we
honor
heard
our veterans.
Is,
to God be the glory.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that you help them to do leads to so many other things.
Oh, yeah.
God is a God of abundance,
to get
right?
Home.
And this
absolutely.
Is
Ephesians 3:20.
But the thing we don't have abundance for is time. So Elaine, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
You'll be coming back down the road. Thank the Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front line.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair